Chapter 30, 2:11 a.m. Nicole knew she should have headed back to shore sooner, but every time she started in that direction, the possibility of missing Rashawn's call from help stopped her. Finally, she saw Chase's red and white flashing light. It was above her, which meant it had to be up on the road. Chase was either in trouble or Rashawn was with him. She prayed it was the latter and started toward the light. It turned out to be the most difficult thing she'd ever done in her life. She was swimming hard, but Chase's light was not getting closer. In fact, it looked like it was getting farther away, and it was. Despite her efforts, the wind was pushing her backward. She began to think she should turn around and swim to the opposite shore, but she had no idea how far away it was or how hard it would be to get back around to the levee. The lake was surrounded by thick vegetation. She might have to find a place to shelter and wait out the storm. She decided to try to reach Chase one more time before giving herself to the wind. "See?" Rashawn shouted. Chase squinted at the rain at Nicole's light. "It's getting bigger," Rashawn said, "and there's a pattern to it. Her light disappears at regular intervals. The white caps could not possibly be causing that." Nicole's headlamp did seem to be getting bigger, or at least brighter. Chase stared at it until it disappeared. He glanced at his watch, noted the second, then looked back at the water, where the light had been. The light reappeared. He looked at his watch. 30 seconds. The light bobbed crazily for 10 seconds, then disappeared again. He rhymed it two more intervals. He timed it two more intervals. They were the same within a couple of seconds. He looked at Rashawn. "See what I mean?" she said. What Chase saw was a sixth-grade girl with incredible courage. Instead of succumbing to paralyzing fear like any normal person would in a storm like this, she'd been able to figure out the pattern to Nicole's swimming. This meant that Rashawn was no longer afraid. Fear extinguishes thought. In the past year, not a week had gone by without his father reminding him of this. Rashawn had just reminded him again.